Yeah, I was just checking out recently what the status was with the current temporary litter warden, and was just asking at the last D&D meeting. And basically, I don't want us to find ourselves where we were about 4 years ago. We had gone 2 years with no litter warden at all. Some of the litter wardens, I think, from Nanishoni were coming up and down occasionally trying to react to reports, and that's simply not good enough. We've had a litter warden out there for 3 years, a two-year contract and a year extended, but my recollection is now, because I was certainly involved in it at the time, that that there's up for again, and I don't want to see that to be just rolled over again, or that position to be left vacant. I want that position to be filled now for January. I'm not prepared to wait any longer. The person there on the ground, it's not for me to be telling the council what way to deal with staff, but there is a person on the ground now that they have a great rapport with the groups out there, as well as individuals that can ring in and they kind of know the person there at the moment, and they have confidence, and they don't mind lifting the phone and reporting anything they see wrong. And this person, great sort of enthusiasm for the job and great passion, you know, for the environment. And really, I want a bit of continuity, you know what I mean? This happens far too often in the council, and other members talked about it there at our meeting the last day, that you know, you just, somebody gets offered a job and a different role, and they're moved away, straight away, and then you have a vacancy then there for maybe a year or two. So it's something I feel very, very strong about. And in fairness to all of my other councillors, are equally as concerned, because, you know, things are going the right way now, it's getting environment, and we're actually going to have two more tidy town groups joining in this area next year, you know, when they're all doing their best. And as I said herself, tidy towns things again. It's not about the points or the scores or what they say in Dublin. It's about local people taking care, and part of that is having a good environmental person there, a litter warden that works them, gets them wee bits and pieces, you know, to help them out, bags and that. So it's something we need to go. It's not the most important thing in the council's agenda, or say the budgets or something like that, but it's the small things all add up, and this is a very, very important thing. So a lot of volunteers out there give their time and effort, you know, free of charge, and it's time the council backed them up, having a full-time litter warden in the Sun Valley here.